My am a baller. My Take my hand, come with me, where the children say she don't be slow. Oh no no no.
Thank you. excited and grabbed him by the shake it, shake it, shake it everywhere. Shake it like a milkshake with flowers in your hair. Ding dong, bing bang, balloons are gonna pop. Shake around the corner, then shake again and stop. When Tiny Tim turned 20, Lulu taught him how to fly. He spread his wings wide open and watched the world go by. He started to flounder when he was on the wing. Told him not to worry, just told him how to shake.
The stars, Venus and Mars are all right. Who's that there? Oh, it's you, babe. Come on now. We're going down to the rock show.
Pal Becky, and this is my show, Bubblegum OD. Let me tell you what I just played. Venus and Mars Rock Show, the Paul McCartney and Wings classic, was delivered by Kiss. Gosh, that was almost a 7-minute version. Is the original that long? That was from one of the Bubble Rock Explosion comps, courtesy of Skinny Robbie. I played the Carnabeats, Japanese band with Nice Sandy, and the Popcorn Generation with Shake It, some classic Bubblegum. The Partridge Family with Somebody Wants to Love You. The Dynamites gave us the Monkey Song, Last Train to Clarksville. I think that's a Japanese band too. And I started off the set with the New Seekers and the theme song to the Marlo Thomas television special, Free to Be You and Me. Man, that was some event TV when it aired in the early 70s. It was the original woke TV special for kids. It was trying to establish new gender norms and really just get out of the stereotypes that had been established for so long. Free to Be You and Me was revolutionary. It said that it was okay for boys to own dolls and that it was okay for them to cry. That second song was sung by Rosie Grier, the biggest, blackest football player around. It was hip and liberal. It was right out of that Norman Lear era of TV when stuff like All in the Family was on. And second wave feminism with Gloria Steinem and Ms. Magazine was in full force. And it was also just a very kids' rights sort of deal. You're listening to Sadeo or Sadeo Watanabe. I hope I said that right. And he has given us Magical Mystery Tour, live from 1968. So right now I wanted to play you a song from the Melons. I've played them before and I know in the chat room that a lot of loyal listeners know them. They have a new album coming out in June 19th to be exact. You can pre-order it. The website is www.earthlibraries.com, earthlibraries.com. This song's called Things Go By. Enjoy!
I was your right-hand man. We had a great big plan. Let's hear it for Things Go By.
great big plan. Let's hear it for things come
Groovin' with Mr. Blow, B-L-O-E, by Cool Heat. Blow as in blowin' the harmonica. Another track courtesy of Skinny Robbie. Groovin' with Mr. Blow, written by Bo Gentry and Kenny Laguna, bubblegum guys from the Casanet Cat stable of songwriters. It's a song that's been done by a million different bands, but to me, it's not a very recognizable tune. I think it's a strange choice for so many groups to cover. An artist named Mr. Blow kicked off the trend. Tony Orlando's band The Wind did a cover. I'm scrolling through YouTube and seeing versions by, ooh, James Last, Studio 68, The Cheaters. Ah, Fatboy Slim did a version. The Fall? Humbug? If you'd like to learn Mr. Blow on bass, there's a tutorial here. Oh, Elton John. It's actually Harry Pitch and Elton John. I'm finding a ton. They're just not really worth mentioning. Hot Hits plays 1970. Okay. A lot of budget label versions by the bands aren't really even named. Fausto Papetti, grooving with Mr. Blow. Don Philip, grooving with Mr. Blow. And yes, it is that The Fall, the Mark Smith Band. You gotta hear that version. Well, here's a good one. Someone has Our Dog singing to Grooving with Mr. Blow. Oh, he's standing up. He's excited. His head is sticking straight up and he is howling. I have a favorite. I know you can't hear it, but I'm going to put a link in the playlist because this is adorable. Okay, so let me tell you what else I played in that set. Come and Stay With Me by Cheap Boots, C-H-E-E-P. I played the undertones with My Perfect Cousin. I like that the cousin's name is Kevin, like Cousin Kevin in the Who's movie Tommy, although the Who's Cousin Kevin is imperfect. Played Vanity Mirror with White Butterfly, The Like with Fair Game, and in honor of the Melons, I played the Osmonds, Utah. And I started out with the Melons and their new song, Things Gone By. Next up is a song we heard a few weeks ago. I want to revisit it. This time, I'm going to play a version in French. Here's Footsie again. More on this later.
Footsie, oui, c'est un jeu très amusant. Footsie, oui. Et c'est dans le vent. On vient de découvrir un tout nouveau jeu. Et croyez-moi, il est merveilleux. C'est un jeu très facile qui s'appelle le footsy. Et tous les enfants l'aiment à la folie. C'est vraiment amusant. C'est vraiment amusant. C'est un tout petit jeu qui est très malin. Faites-le essayer à tous vos copains. Les jeunes de 5 à 75 ans trouvent que le footsy est épatant. Footsy, oui, c'est le jeu de l'année. Footsy, oui, vous devez l'essayer. C'est vraiment amusant. Un petit cercle, une balle et un fil. Ça s'appelle footsy et c'est très facile. C'est un nouveau jeu sans prétention auquel on devient très vite un champion. Footsy, oui, c'est le jeu de l'année. Footsie, oui, c'est le jeu de l'année. Footsie, oui, vous devez l'essayer.
Well, I put my resignation.
Paint It Black, a very popular Stones song among easy listening slingers. This is the Soulful Strings. I played Bill Cowsill. His song was called When Everybody's Here. I played Bobby McGee, B-O-B-B-I-E, with Piece of the Action, not the sweet song. And I played the Wadsworth Mansion, Nine on the Line. Of course, I started that set out with Robert and Giles Brown with Footsie. And that almost concludes this week's Bubblegum OD. Thank you for joining us. Stay tuned, because The Wig Out with Richard Wig is coming up next. And Richard's show will be followed by The Funhouse, starring Harry Parmenter.
Goodbye is such a hard, hard word. I'm an optimist, so I'm going to leave you with hello. Here are the James Boys, two cherubic brothers with hello, hello. And I'll be saying hello to you in another week. This is Becky signing out with Bubblegum OD. Bye!
Yeah. goodbye and went our separate ways. And then we thought that we won't see each other for a new life we had sought. Reaching for the moon, where were we going? We were playing games, now we were showing each other just how good we really were. We said goodbye and went our separate ways. And then we thought that we won't see each other for a new life we had sought. Or try to reach you. Yes, there was a lesson I had to teach you, to show you couldn't be that way to me. But the same thing is
out. chasing